Okay, so today's presentation is on NEAT or non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So this presentation will look at how the simple act of walking or moving throughout the day can assist with weight loss. So non-exercise activity thermogenesis is the energy expended from your daily activities that is not induced from eating or exercise such as walking. So many of us can spend up to 8 to 12 hours per day sitting at a desk, along with 6 to 8 hours per night sleeping. A lot of us also commute 1 to 2 hours per day to and from work. So it's not uncommon for some of us to not move for as much as 15 to 20 hours per day. So if we're idle for long periods of time, the levels of blood sugar and fat start to rise in our bloodstream. Over a period of time, this can lead to decreased insulin sensitivity and increased fat storage. So if you're idle for long periods of time, energy utilization is obviously going to be a lot less. So studies of individuals who are seated for long periods of time have shown that overweight individuals can be seated for 2.5 hours longer per day than sedentary lean people. So how can increasing your NEAT assist with weight loss? So studies have shown that by increasing your NEAT, you could potentially increase your daily calorie expenditure by around 350 calories per day. So this isn't a large amount. However, when you multiply this over the period of a week and a year, the extra energy being burnt adds up. So walking after eating has also been found to have a positive effect on blood sugar and insulin levels. So after you eat, your blood sugar and insulin levels rise. The action of walking requires energy for your muscles to expand and contract. The uptake of glucose into muscles will be higher after a meal if walking occurs. This can help lead to lower blood sugar levels. So a 2011 study conducted by the Institute of Endocrinology in Israel found that 69% of patients who had poor resting glucose metabolism improve their ability to metabolize glucose when walking was involved. So how can you increase your NEAT? So you can try walking to work or parking further from work and walking the rest of the way. So if you're taking public transport, try getting off public transport earlier and walking the rest of the way. Take the stairs at work instead of the lift. Walk to fill your water bottle up every hour. Walk to speak to colleagues instead of calling or emailing them. Go for a walk at lunchtime with friends, or go for a walk after work. You can also try using a pedometer. You can either buy one online or you can download a free pedometer phone app. So a good target to aim for is around 10,000 steps per day. So although the actual act of walking isn't a huge calorie burner, it's the hormonal effect we're trying to create of lowering blood sugar levels and creating better insulin sensitivity, which will then assist with weight loss.